I just started recording.
Okay.
We are doing this again.
What's up?
The Loser's Weight Loss Challenge. We have the champion in the house. The champion is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Reigning champ, who is not looking like the champ.
Hey, man. Sometimes the champ gets lazy.
Champ has gotten lazy, boys. The champ has gotten lazy.
Well, I came out. I challenged you for the month of May. We last did one in February. It was a triple threat between you, Brett, and I.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And Brett and I both gained weight, and you lost weight. So no matter how much weight you lost, you automatically won.
I did. I did lose like 5 pounds, I think, at the end of the month. It was terrible.
I was going through a bit of a depresh in February, but May, the sun has been out.
It has been.
And obviously it's not May yet, but April, the sun has been out. It's been a little bit warmer. Today was a titty bit chilly, but I'm really confident this month I'm going to take it from you.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you what. All those 5 pounds I lost, they did not stay lost. So I'm looking forward to having a reason and more of a focus to re-lose some weight.
I'm glad that it's you, because I know how competitive you are.
Yeah,
I know.
I
really want to talk a lot of shit this time.
Fuck, that sucks.
I was telling Hannah, I made a whole Instagram account. It's the Loser's Weight Loss Challenge Instagram, and you're welcome to use it as well if you'd like.
Okay.
And what I want to do is like do my workouts and then just film little snippets of my workouts where I'm just like doing push-ups and just like, hey, Richard, you're not working as hard as I am. Ooh. You're going down, you know, just like full pro wrestling style, like, I'm coming to win this.
You're talking mad shit off the rip.
That's what I want to do.
And I felt like we were so civil last time, and you guys were both like, there was a point in the last one, because the last one we did initial weigh-in, then half of the month weigh-in, and then like weigh-in at the end. And by the half month weigh-in, I knew that I had won.
Yeah.
And you guys were both like giving all these excuses and stuff, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to be nice. I didn't talk any shit at all. And now I regret it. I feel like I should have been talking mad shit back then.
Now is your time to talk the shit, man.
Okay. Like, let me talk my shit again.
Like, I've gained so much weight. I'm a big fat boy. I haven't weighed in a while. Last I weighed in, I was 240, and I wanted to die. I know I've gained weight since then, but...
Let me tell you, I weighed in yesterday at the fattest I've ever been in my life. I texted you and Brett immediately, and... As I do, I exaggerate a little bit. I was like, dude, I'm about to be 210. Like, come on. I think I weighed in at like 207.2.
Oh.
I weighed in again and it was like 206. So I probably just had like, I don't remember when I weighed in. I might have weighed in right after I ate a bunch of McDonald's or something. So, you know, I might have made it worse on myself. But man, saw that 207. I was, woo!
You got a lot of poop in you. You just had to poop.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know. I do know that, that belt's just been sitting there, and I've just been looking at it and feeling guiltier and guiltier. And then, you know, you say you challenged me to May, but I feel like I accidentally challenged you.
I mean,
in a way,
I tried to turn what you said into a challenge.
A challenge,
but
yeah.
Really, really, champions don't challenge
exactly
competitors.
All I said was, I feel like I don't deserve the belt anymore. Basically, I don't remember exactly the words, but
you said something along the lines of like you wish you had a reason to. Keep trying to lose weight. And I said, well, if you're challenging me, then consider yourself on, buddy.
And I said, oh boy, here we go.
And you're making the rules for this month. And
I am making the rules. So there is a change. Like I said before, we did a weigh-in, obviously the beginning of the month, and then we did like a mid-month weigh-in. And then we did the final weigh-in. And I feel, like Louis said, I'm very competitive, and I was working really hard in that first half of the month to lose weight. And once I learned both Brett and Louis were kind of falling off and weren't really there on the challenge, my, like, drive to continue was like, oh, I don't have to keep losing weight. I can just maintain what I've lost already. So then instead of continuing to lose weight for the rest of the month, after that midway in, I just kind of fell off. So this time, weighing at the beginning... Wayne at the end, mystery through the month, so that I have to be, we both have to kind of be just driven, like, we need to keep going, or the other person's going to stomp us out.
in February, here comes my excuse. And also, she is losing her job in September, no, August. So I was like stressed out, eating my feelings.
Which is why I was nice and didn't talk shit.
And now that stuff is still happening, but I know I'm having a daughter. I don't want my daughter to see me as her big fat dad. I feel bad because Henry has to see me as big fat dad, but you know, if I get better for my daughter, I'm also going to be getting better for Henry. I this is for the belt and everything for the championship, but it's also for me. It's also for you.
Yeah.
You know, there's no harm in a weight loss competition. I mean, as long as we do it somewhat safely.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to be out here starving myself that much or nothing. And it's not like we have body dysmorphia and we're both in great shape and like we need to lose a couple. No, we both definitely could use to lose some pounds health-wise.
Oh, absolutely. I am a big, fat slob.
I lean back in my chair and I just see this little pregnant belly. Wonder if I'm having a baby over here.
Yeah. Sometimes when we're cuddling, Hannah reaches over and she'll like put her hand on my chest and squeeze my boob a few times. Just not to be mean, just a loving squeeze. And I'm just like, this is not okay.
Well, I mean, even if you were super ripped, that'd still be there.
Yeah, but like, if I was super ripped,
you get a little flex
then it's like a little, it's like a pec squeeze. I have straight boobs. It's a boob squeeze.
I mean,
like I squeeze her boobs, but she's supposed to have boobs. She's a girl.
True.
And I'm a grown ass man with boobs, and I'm not happy about it.
I don't have those, but
lucky you.
I got the stomach going on.
I also have a big stomach. I have little legs, little arms, big stomach, big boobs, ugly face.
I just carry weight around my stomach. It's a my dad's side of the family. It's a Porter thing. We're just all success. That's where we carry weight. Little fat bellies, little fat sides piss me off. Ugh.
Yeah, you built like Tyson Fury.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Except Tyson Fury is 6'11" and the heavyweight champion of the world.
He's in pretty good shape now, or he was the last time I saw him.
Yeah, he is. He's calling out Francis Ngannou now. Uh-huh. Yeah, in a boxing match.
Boxing match. I hate that, man. I mean, I don't hate it. I get it. It's cool. It's just crazy people calling out MMA fighters to box. It never goes the other way. It's not like Floyd Mayweather's not jumping in with McGregor in the octagon.
Well, I think the reason they don't do it that way is because it's pretty clear that if McGregor's allowed to do takedowns and kicks and ground and pound, Floyd doesn't stand a chance.
No, I agree. I get it. It's just, it is a little frustrating sometimes.
If Ben Askren was allowed to grab Jake Paul's leg, I think Jake Paul does not win that fight in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, if he could grapple, take him down, it's different.
Like, that was the whole thing, is Jake Paul's never thrown a punch. I mean, he has, but not really. And that's why he called him out.
You mean Askren?
Yeah, Askren. Excuse me. He wasn't a
Askren's
puncher.
Not a striker. Either.
He was a grab you, take you down, lay on you for 25 minutes.
I heard he was a pretty historically bad striker.
Yeah,
in fact,
terrible. Yeah. He was undefeated until he got knocked the fuck out by George Masvidal.
And that was kind of one of those.
And even when that happened,
you're done.
Even when that happened, it seemed like it was lucky. Like he for instance, he went in for a takedown and Masvidal just jumped up, kneed him 7 seconds in.
Night.
So, don't get me started on Masvidal. But, he wasn't a striker. And then after that, he got beat by another grappler. And then it was like, all right, you're done, bro. And that's why he retired. He needed a new hip. He just had hip surgery.
He just had hip surgery. No, I get it. He was very out of shape.
But it's whatever. He made so much money doing
that
fight.
Yes, sir.
So, whatever.
I'm sure he's happy.
Yeah.
Probably made more money in that than he ever did in the UFC.
I think he made more money than that than
his entire career.
Than his entire UFC career. But his UFC career was 3 fights.
Still makes sense to me.
Lawler.
Robert Lawler.
Robbie Lawler. Masvidal and Damian Maya.
Okay.
But when he fought Robbie Lawler, you texted me the video of Robbie Lawler dumping him on his fucking head. You remember that? Robbie Lawler like picks him up and just slams him right on his head.
I'm sure I loved it.
Yeah. And Askren gets up and puts him in like a bulldog choke, and then Robbie Lawler's like, I'm good. And then Herb Dean's like, he's out. And then Robbie's like, I said I was good. So.
Oh, yeah.
That was a whole thing. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the guy he called out. I'm surprised he wasn't just like, yeah, CM Punk, I'll fight you. Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, like I told you earlier, he's good at selling his fights.
On the flip side, to say that, like, Jake Paul should box. Like, Daniel Cormier wants him to fight Luke Rockhold. Yeah. Luke Rockhold would demolish. Like, Luke Rockhold is a kickboxer.
Listen, all I know is I don't like him, but he's making his money. Just like, how much money is Logan Paul going to make fighting Floyd Mayweather?
All of it.
Yeah, they're both going to make Floyd Mayweather's going to make a bajillion dollars.
Yeah.
It's easy money. Hell, I wish I could go in there. I'd get knocked out by Jake Paul for a little purse. I'm fine with it.
I always joke, like, all the Cubs are out there not swinging the bat and losing 15 to nothing. Like,
let me get out there and do it.
You could put me into to lose to the
Rizzo threw a pitch the other night.
Yeah, he struck out a damn good batter as far as I've been told.
Yes, sir.
Crazy. For this month, do you have any plans on how you're going to drop said weight?
Same plan as always, Louis.
Count your macros.
The only way to lose weight, calories in versus calories out. It's just science. I mean, you just count your calories. That's the only way. All diets are just versions of that.
Yeah.
So I just cut out that. I mean, when I lost the most weight I lost in a diet, I was eating Wendy's like every other day at work. Just because it's fast in my lunch breaks.
Yeah.
You just got to count. Like, you can't obviously go in there and get a double cheeseburger, large fry, and a big old Coke. But you walk out with a nice little grilled chicken sandwich, eat that, a little, maybe a Diet Coke or something, and you'll be good to go. 500 calories, so, you know. So I'm going to do that. You have a 5K coming up.
Yes.
You have organized, which I am definitely not in shape to run. And I told you earlier that I would like to, by the end of the summer, like this fall, I would like to actually run a 5K with you from start to finish. So I have a little couch to 5K app I started. I was going to start last week, but got finals, so that sucks and haven't had time. So
freaking finals.
But I'm going to do that, try and run some, but mainly just count the calories, try and eat a little bit better, try and cook more often, kind of the usual. It works.
Yeah.
You just got to stick to it.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it gets boring, but
you don't have any tricks or anything. You're just gonna stick with what works, right?
Yeah, I mean, all the tricks come down to being the same thing. Like, keto is super popular right now; it's a big old thing, and all keto really does is people argue that it does other things, but oh my god, it's harder to eat the amount of calories you're usually eating. Paleo is the same way; it's harder to eat 4,000 calories a day when you can't eat so many foods you're used to eating. So all of a sudden, you're eating 2,000 calories a day, and then you're like, oh my God, I'm losing all this weight. Stuff with that, the issues with those are then you stop, and then you go right back to eating normally. If you kind of count your calories, over time, you get better at it. When I first started counting calories, I'd weigh everything meticulously, and then eventually, you kind of just realize, like, oh, you've been eating triple portions every meal of your damn life. Going back for thirds and fourths on your rice, and all of a sudden, you're eating 2,000 calories one meal, so... You know, count the calories, follow the science, try and run a little bit, try to eat less McDonald's. I love McDonald's, though, man.
I'm going to try to eat no McDonald's.
Sheesh, I'm probably going to have McDonald's on the way home today, but we don't start till tomorrow, right?
Yeah, are we doing weigh-ins tomorrow when we wake up?
That works for me.
I'm sure you're going to wake up later than me, which is fine.
This weekend is my power studying for finals, so... Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to sleep in a bit. We'll see.
That's fine. I'm just saying. I'll weigh in probably around 7 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I won't be up that. I mean, listen, you'd be surprised. I've been waking up early recently. It's been crazy. I've been waking up like 6 most days.
Oh.
I know, right? Crazy. Usually I wake up at like 11, but tomorrow I'm probably going to wake up at 11, 12.
No biggie.
Study all day. But yeah, I'll weigh in tomorrow morning or afternoon, I guess.
Yeah.
Send you a picture this time.
Yeah, you gotta wear underwear so I don't have to look at your balls.
I know,
I
have a very reflective scale. So like the first weigh-ins, I never sent a picture. Brett was trying to talk shit about like, oh, he's not sending a picture. What's his real weight? You know,
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
I'm just trying not to show you guys a little dong on the scale. Why do they make scales so reflective is a real question I have for you.
Yeah.
They used to be metal, like a little tiny screen, you know, nothing reflective. Now they're just like, here's this beautiful piece of glass. Look at your underside as you weigh.
Yeah. Look at how nasty your balls are while you stand here.
Look at the underside of your stomach as you look at your weight just tick on up.
Look at the overside and the underside of your stomach at the same time, you fat piece of crap.
For sure. And, you know, you have to weigh in sans clothing, so.
Yeah.
You just get a real image of how sad it's going.
Especially when you're trying to lose the weight.
Like, yes, sir.
I always weigh in the exact same, so I'm not going to cheat you or anything. But my plan, I want to start drinking water in the morning, like chug a bottle of water first thing when I wake up.
Good to fill you up.
Kind of flush out anything that I've got. I plan on going back on the intermittent fasting.
Okay.
Which, like you said, is just counting calories.
Intermittent fasting is, just, like I said, it's just another calorie control.
You can't eat that many calories if you don't eat all day.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do that. I want to cut sugar for the month of May. So, no sugar.
See, that's crazy. I love sugar.
See, yeah. Yeah. You and I both, friend.
Ooh, chocolate, man. Oof.
And I'm going to try and, like you said, cut, like, I'm not going to go totally keto, but try to do like no breads.
Try and cut down on your
maybe
carbs.
A little bit of rice. I want to start running more. I've been looking at the weather. I want to like jog to work.
Oof.
Which is like 4 miles.
That's crazy.
So I'd have to leave super early because there's no way I can just run right to work. And then I'd have to run back from work.
Yes, sir.
I want to start doing my DDPY again.
Yes, sir.
Because I am not flexible and it helps. Damn it, it helps.
Oh, baby, I'm not flexible.
So, you know, not only do I want to lose weight, but I just want to get in better shape.
Yeah.
You know, some people lose weight and then they're just a skinny fat guy. I don't want to be a skinny fat guy. I want to like look better, feel better, be better. Like my knees hurt, my ankles hurt, you know.
That's a big thing for me is that balance. Because like in high school, I weighed like 155 pounds. Weird flex, but like it wasn't great. Looked like a skeleton. I wasn't very strong. Like just playing basketball, for example, I used to get pushed around like crazy. Now it's like weigh about 200 pounds. You know, if I drive the lane and hit someone, I don't bounce off them as hard and stuff like that. But I shouldn't weigh 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Kind of find that sweet spot. But I definitely agree with you. I don't want to just lose weight for the sake of losing weight. I would like to be in better shape.
I told Brad I think I can get to 185 by July. I don't think that's possible anymore because I'm a fat piece of crap. I've gained so much weight since then.
July. That's 2 months to lose what?
That's May, June, July. So 3 months.
So you're talking about the end, like August, by the end of July. Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's,
3 months.
That's like 3 months to lose like a shitload of weight. 40, like it's like 60 pounds. It's impossible.
Like 20 pounds a month?
Yeah.
Yeah. That first month, you could probably lose 20 pounds.
Yeah.
But it starts slowing down a little bit.
Yeah. I'd like to get to about 200 pounds by the end of July.
Dude, all I know is there's that one picture you flex in your kitchen. How do you much? You weighed like, what, 215-ish there?
Yeah.
Bro, if you get to like 200, woo!
That's the goal.
Woo, baby!
That picture is used for everything now, I've learned. My Earth 894, shameless podcast plug.
Is that picture?
I'm in another podcast, Earth 894. Check it out. It's all about the Marvel Cinematic Universe with my friend Devin. Anyway, I have the picture of Captain America. I know that picture so well now because that's the picture she used. Brett uses the picture for my other, my Loser's Weight Loss Challenge logo.
Yep.
Is a picture of me flexing in the kitchen. People just seem to really like that picture.
You look good in that picture, man. Look good.
Running. Yeah, that was right before vacation.
Running to work's gonna be tough. I was watching because I get obsessed with things and I look too far into them. Been big, like you say with your podcast, I've been big on Marvel recently. So I can't remember what magazine it is. I think GQ does like, or Esquire, one of them does like what you do in a day. So it's like all these famous people, what they do in a day, what time they wake up. And I watch Anthony Mackie's. And every day he goes to the gym and he runs to the gym. And then he runs back from the gym like 3 miles. And that sounds fucking horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking that that'd be great. I would love to be able to just run 3 miles and then do a workout and then run 3 miles back and not be like, oh, I'm going to be dead at the end of that. Just,
yeah.
You know, the idea of being able to do that is sick.
Do that and then not sit down and eat a whole pizza and fall asleep.
Oh, yeah. Do that and not run, you know, half a mile and be, you know, wheezy.
I'd like to be able to do that 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I would do that once and then never do it again.
Dude, I just want to be able to run 3 miles one time. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah. I've done that like 3 or 4 times in my life.
Yeah, you're definitely a better runner than me.
Which is, you know, a lot for someone who doesn't run, but not a lot for an average person.
Well, I'd say you're running 3 miles, you're already above the average person. You're not above those running freaks. Man, there's a whole subset of people who run so much that they have to have, like, energy chews and stuff. Like, those little Gatorade energy chews that I always were like, oh, these taste kind of cool, like a little snack. Just pure sugar, basically.
Yeah.
There's people who have to have little energy chews on their run because they run for so long. They'll be like, oh, mile marker 15. I would know this because I've been looking at reviews for little, like, hip sacks for running. And they all talk about, like, you don't want to have it too hard to reach your energy chews on mile 16. And I'm just like, mile 16? Woo! What are we doing?
I think it would be freaking dope to run a marathon.
That'd be cool.
That's like...
26.2 miles?
It's like 5 years in the future talk.
Shoo. That's a lot of training.
If I start right now, I think 5 years in the future, I think when my daughter turns 5, I can run a marathon.
You need to run a marathon. 26 miles. You've already run 3.
My max is 5.
So you've run 5 miles without stopping once?
Yes.
So multiply that by 5.
A lot.
Woo-wee! I don't know. I'd say give you, if you trained hard, 2 years, you could do it.
If
Marvel hired you and gave you trainers, a year you could run.
I don't want to win.
No, God, no. That's not possible.
I want to finish.
Not being mean, but your legs aren't long enough to win a marathon.
Yeah, that's fine. My legs aren't long enough to do a lot of things. My legs aren't long enough to put someone in a triangle chokehold, which is a sad goal of mine.
That's not true.
It is true. Have you ever seen someone do a triangle choke? They have to have long, skinny legs. I have short, fat legs. See, you're the prototype for jiu-jitsu.
No. Do you know who is Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin's legs are like long as hell, man. When he was in his like prime karate days, those kicks. Woo!
I am 6 feet tall. Sheesh. You are 6 feet tall. We are not the same.
No. We look... It's actually funny because when we stand, we're basically the same height. If we sit next to each other, you look like you are 4 inches taller than me.
But if we stand farther away from each other...
People think I'm taller because I'm lankier. Yeah.
Yeah. If we're on the same floor and you're 20 feet away, they're like, well, he's obviously taller than you are.
Same exact height.
And we get that next to each other. You might have like a half an inch on me.
I don't even think. I think now that my hair is basically gone, we're the same. No, you got that like long torso, short limbs. I got a little torso, long limbs.
Yeah, I'm like 6 feet.
Exact opposite.
I have like a 4 foot torso here. 2 foot legs.
I got the opposite, like 2 foot torso, 4 foot legs. Let's go.
Crazy. Yeah, I want to start like boxing in the garage again. I would like to start taking classes again, but damn, that is tough.
I've tried to do that before and I feel like I need to figure out why my wrists feel so weak.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I just hurt myself constantly.
Yeah, I don't want you to hurt yourself. Do you wrap them?
Yeah. Maybe I'm just doing it wrong. I don't know what
it's
is.
It's possible. You gotta YouTube that shit.
Maybe I'll come over here one day and make you do it for me. I mean, you've taken lessons, so I could take...
I never wrapped my wrists, though.
Yeah, well, you're a big, strong man.
I'm just a
I'm a little wimpy boy. I hurt my wrist hitting the pad.
I'm just a little boy.
I hurt my wrist.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Like I said, I have that Instagram page. If you ever want to post anything
I'll
on there.
I'll have to do that. Post my terrible meals.
I will.
Sad little meals.
I'll share with you the login information because it's called the Loser's Weight Loss Challenge because it's like my journey to not be a fat piece of shit, but it's also the name of like the weight loss thing that we're doing. So you can be in it. And if anybody ever challenges to see who can lose the most weight in a month, they can be in it.
Challenges the winner of this month, which
I thought of, doing like a 3 months of hell during the summer, June, July, August. Ooh. You know, whoever loses the most weight in 3 months wins the belt, but it's the same as just 1 month at a time, really.
Yeah, longer term ones are interesting because at some point you run out of weight to lose.
Yeah, that's the scary part. Yeah. You know, if you win the belt and do it correctly and you lose the weight, someone that is... you know, has the weight to lose, challenges you. And it's like, I can't lose 10 pounds like you.
Yeah, if I get down to like 185, I'm going to start slowing down like crazy because I don't want to be under 175 anymore.
I would love to be 155.
Oh my God, no. Dude, me at 155, there's a picture of me outside my house, probably my junior year of high school. And I'm leaning against Sophia's car at the time and I look like Captain America before, but taller. I look like Captain America before the serum, but if he was 6 feet tall, not like 5'6" or whatever he was.
According to the Smithsonian, when he comes out of getting the serum, he's 6'4", 6'2"? 6'2" or 6'4"? 240.
Right?
240.
Yeah.
Which, I don't want to be that.
Oh right? My God, if I looked like that 240,
if I was 6'4" in the correct 240. Right now I'm like 240, 6 foot.
Sheesh.
I need another 4, which isn't going to happen.
No, I'm not growing no more. So I'm at 6. So I mean, like, yeah, if I was in just ripped Captain America shape, I'm out here looking like Drax or something at 200 pounds, I'd be happy. But
like, George St. Pierre is in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yes,
he's Batroc the Leaper.
Yes, sir.
He's like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
He fought at 170. He stays around 180, 185. He had to like, he was making himself sick to make 185 to fight for the championship. It's like, yeah, I'd like to be around 170-ish, but I just don't see that being realistic. George St. Pierre doesn't eat carrot cake parfaits from Tellerico Martin like I do.
Listen, you know who to me is a low-key like goal? This has always been Jason Statham. Man's in amazing shape and everything, but he's like 5'10", 170s, you know? He's not like huge. I cannot look like The Rock.
Yeah.
On my best day with a bunch of nutritionists, I will never be The Rock.
Yeah.
But I could get to Jason Statham at some point with enough work.
I always say, you know, my first goal is Adam Sandler. If I can get to Adam Sandler.
I feel like I'm at Adam Sandler right now.
See, if I can get to where you're at right now, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy, but I'd be happier.
Dude, I got the click stomach right now, I'll be honest.
I always say, people, when I was doing well losing weight, when I was at about 215, 213, people would ask me like, oh, so you're done.
God, like, no. That always made me so mad.
I will never be done. And it's like, I can get to 185 and everybody would be like, you made your weight. Good job. And I'd be like, but I can do more.
I feel like at some point, it's different for both of us because you've obviously weighed more than me. But at some point, it changes from losing weight to just re-sculpting and remolding yourself into what you want to look like. Like, if I drop to 185, 190... probably a little heavier than I want to be, but if I stayed that weight while putting on muscle, and like I still weighed the same, but I looked better because I had muscle now instead of just like a big fat stomach. The number doesn't matter as much to me, but yeah, it always made me mad when people would be like, "Louie, you're at like 215. You can't lose much more. That's too much. It's like, what do you mean? He can lose as much as he wants, man.
Until
he gets to, like, I think he'd be unhealthy at, like, 155. I'd probably be like, hey, man, you look like me in high school. I feel like I could break you in half. What are we doing? Other than that.
Yeah.
And then, it's like I said, I mean, if you're 155, if that's what you want to be, you go to a doctor and, like, you're healthy, who gives a shit what other people say, man?
Good catch on the... on the swear word, and then we've just using a different swear word.
Well, I
least... Who gives a shit?
I used a less extreme one, but we've been swearing this whole time, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm not, like, I don't care. I'm not one to yell about swearing on the show.
Children listen to me.
No children... adults barely listen, man.
Brett probably listens in his car. Apollo's back there, and Apollo's just gone. Uncle Richard? What fuck mean?
What is your name?
Dude, he was... I was over there the other day. He's very questioning now. So I asked a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
Where do you live? Oh. Why aren't you there? Oh. Brett made the mistake. This is a complete tangent. Brett made the mistake of being like, there's a surprise for you today when I showed up. And then he's like, he sees me. He's like, oh, all happy to see me. And then he's just like, where my surprise? Where am I surprise? And Brett's like, he's your surprise, man. And then for the last hour, do I have a surprise? Funny. Kids are funny, man.
Yeah. You are not a good surprise, I guess.
No, I'm not. Listen, the last time I went over there, I had like a little monster truck or something for him. So I guess, you know, got to bring a surprise now.
Yeah. You know, your uncle presents, bro.
Got to start bringing surprise. Start bringing Henry surprise. Soon there'll be a daughter. Bring her surprise.
Yeah.
Surprise for all the little kids. Got to find a new job just for that.
Henry's thing is, what's that? What's that? What's that? Don't bring Henry surprise. He is spoiled rotten, and he doesn't like anything. He's got a room full of toys here, and all he ever wants to play with is the freaking broom.
Or his little flashcards.
Yeah.
Eat those.
And he eats them.
I like when he dunks. That's adorable.
Yeah. He likes it. Better when you raise it up and then you lift him to dunk.
Yeah.
But only you. He doesn't like it when I lift him to dunk.
Oh, he doesn't like when you lift him?
No.
He just likes when I throw
just
him
up there?
Just you. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
All I know is that he almost took himself out the other day when I did it because he shacked the rim down on him. So then I had to catch it using my, I don't even know if you saw this, but I caught it using the back of my head. So I basically picked him up for him to tear the rim directly into my noggin. So that was a fun time. Yeah, it's a good workout because he's going to keep getting heavier and I'll have to keep picking him up.
Yeah, that's the only reason I think I'm strong at all anymore is because Henry's about 30 pounds and I have to carry him all over the place.
All over the place.
He is freaking heavy.
He's getting big, man.
He's big as hell.
I'm telling you, him and Apollo aren't that far off in size, even though they're like a year at least apart, right?
Yeah. A year and a couple months.
Yeah.
Apollo was born May 2nd. Am I right? Yes. Henry is August 31st. So
Apollo, I remember because he was originally going to be born on Cinco de Mayo, but then he wasn't.
Yeah.
And then Brett would always joke about on his second birthday, though, they should get a taco truck.
Yeah.
Because it's his golden, so that's how I remember it. And if I'm wrong... I'm no longer his godfather, and I'm so sorry. But...
You lose a gem in your godfather gauntlet.
Oh, my God. My infinity gauntlet of children's.
Of churin.
Churins.
Oh. What's going to be the hardest thing that you have to give up for the weight loss challenge, do you think?
Sheesh.
Is it the McDonald's?
See, I'm going to be honest. I never give up McDonald's, even when I'm like, losing, like I said, I count my calories. So instead of it's adjusting to the change. The first couple days are tough because you're so hungry, and like part of it, just drink water and you won't be as hungry, and just ignore it because you're not gonna die. Basically, the issue with humans is back in the day, it was hard as hell to find food, so it was really good to be able to easily put on weight. And you always wanted to be hungry because you always wanted to like be forced to look for food. But now, obviously, food's everywhere. It's super easy to get food. But we still have all these genetics that are easy to put on weight. and it's easy to be hungrier than you need to be. Like, we don't need to, I don't need to eat 4,000 calories a day if I'm sitting in my room on my computer for school. Like, I'm not burning that much energy, but I'm still hungry like I should be. So that's the hardest thing, is adjusting that hunger. Going to McDonald's, maybe not every day, obviously, maybe once a week, get like a double cheeseburger, no fry, as opposed to going there and getting a Big Mac, a large fry, a Coke, maybe a 10-piece nug, you know?
Yeah.
That's my standard. So, like, you know, that. It's just adjusting the change. Trying to, the biggest thing with that adjustment is, like, it's a lot easier to jump in my car, drive a minute to McDonald's, grab myself food when I have three assignments due that day, as opposed to stopping, going in the kitchen, taking 30 minutes to throw some rice in a rice cooker, get some chicken cooking, put some vegetables on. Like, you got to go to the store more often because I got to get chicken, throw it in the freezer maybe, have it thawed, remember to thaw it. It's that stuff. It's like changing the way I live to remember to do those things. It's so easy for me to be like, oh, I forgot the chicken in the freezer. Guess it's McDonald's today.
Absolutely.
Last weekend it was like, I got a pound of ground beef, got some peppers, onions, going to make a little rice mixture with all this stuff. And I was like, forgot that. Let me get Domino's. Got two pizzas from Domino's. Got cheesy bread from Domino's. I'm sitting there dunking my cheesy bread in buttery garlic sauce from Domino's. Over here mad because I didn't put enough sausage on my pizza. You know, it's those changes. I got to get used to it.
Yeah. No.
How about you?
For me, it's
probably, I mean, if I had to guess, giving up sugar is going to be hard. I mean,
yeah, chocolate in specific. Sugar, for me, the word sugar for me is just chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot of other sugary things. I don't drink coffee, so I don't have to worry about sugar in my coffee. I don't drink soda. I don't have to worry about that.
Do you even drink Gatorade ever anymore? Rarely?
I just went on a little bit of a Gatorade kick because we were in Wisconsin last weekend.
Yeah.
And I am, like, deathly allergic to something up there.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Every time I go there, it's like 7, 8, 9, 10 sneezes in a row.
Ooh.
And eventually, you just like, your head gets cloudy, your throat starts to hurt from sneezing, from all the force. You know, your ears don't pop anymore. You just,
yeah. Oh,
please, no. And so I just felt like dog shit. And then I went to Walgreens and I picked up some DayQuil and yellow Gatorade and chugged those just to kind of give my throat something to coat it a little bit. And I was just like, and then I went to the store the other day and I bought orange juice, but now I'm feeling better. Orange juice is just sugar in a cup.
Orange juice is so yummy.
And
yum.
Now I'm feeling better. So like the excuses are out the window. I have to stop.
You know, that's my biggest, if I had a secret, I think that's it. When I try and lose weight, and it's the reason I allow myself, you know, I'm going to eat Wendy's one day of the week or have a cheeseburger. It's like you just said with Gatorade, it's a big one. Like, I cut out drinks basically except for water when I'm trying to lose weight. Because you don't realize how many calories you drink that are just kind of wasted. Because if you drink Gatorade, it's not like you're full. Like, you're eating 300 calories a meal. But, like, a big Gator's got so much sugar, it's a lot of calories. It's like a soda has so many calories. Like, I go to Starbucks, get my mud water drink, which is a peppermint mocha. And it's got a bunch of sugar in it. It's got all these, like, syrups added and stuff. It's like a 500, 600 calorie drink all of a sudden. Like, as opposed to going and grabbing, you know, an Americano, getting the same amount of caffeine in my system, and that's 15 calories. So that's a big one. Like, empty calories and drinks is huge.
Yeah. I don't give that up as easily.
I know, that's like one of your quote-unquote weaknesses, is like you've never been a guy who sits there and drinks all this soda and shit, so you don't have that to give up.
Yeah, or energy drinks, or...
A lot of people will lose some weight, just be like, I gave up soda for a month and I lost 6 pounds because you were drinking 700 extra calories a day in soda and stuff.
Yeah. I gave up soda 11 years ago and lost nothing. I gave up soda 11 years ago and gained 30 pounds.
Sheesh. Yeah, I've been recently, I think that's probably why I'm so fat right now, is I stopped drinking like real soda, like probably a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, started drinking like zero sugar sodas, which sometimes tastes better, like Mountain Dew. Zero sugar is better than normal Mountain Dew. I don't care who you ask. Ask Brett. He agrees with me. But I started like going to McDonald's and getting a Coke again instead of a Diet Coke, or getting a Sprite instead of a Diet Coke like I was. I feel like that's a lot of what I gained. It's just I've been drinking juice. You said Gatorade. I had the vaccine. Both shots, Pfizer gang. Where you at? But
Moderna.
Hey, at least it's not J&J. I drank so much Gatorade because I've had pretty crappy side effects from both ones. So I was like, I'm all up on the Gatorade now. Like you said, like probably had 4 Gatorades one day. That's probably 1,000 calories on its own just drinking. And I ate a bunch of food that day too.
Yeah.
So that's a lot.
Yeah, I'm certainly a glutton. My other issue is I eat a small lunch at work, and then I come home and I'm starving. So I eat dinner before dinner, and then
yeah.
I eat dinner. So like I'll come home and I'll fry up 3 eggs, put it in a tortilla with some cheese and some sriracha, and have a bag of pop chips, and I'm just like, fuck it. And I eat that, and then I go, let's eat dinner now. And then I have 2 tacos and a bunch of rice and this and that and the other, and it's terrible. Hannah's complaining because she's gaining weight from just eating poorly, and we haven't been exercising. And it's unhealthy, yes, but also with her being pregnant, she's supposed to gain weight, but she's not supposed to gain this much weight this quickly. So she agreed to try the Zumba class at the Park District. Okay. So she's going to try that. We're going to start going for walks because I've been saying this for what seems like 6 years. It's going to start getting warmer outside.
Yeah, dude. I remember I told my dad about it. I thought it was so funny. You and Brett, I think it was the first weight loss challenge. We're talking on that podcast, and you and Brett were like, it's going to warm up soon. And it was like February. I'm like, what are you guys smoking?
Like soon,
we're Chicagoland.
In a few months.
Yeah, like, what are we doing, bro?
Well, in March we started. You and I started running in March. It wasn't warm, but it was.
Did.
But yeah. So I think Hannah getting into shape will help me actually do something, get into damn shape.
We're talking about getting in shape right now. I'm looking at this little backsplash behind your bar over here, and
yeah.
I see a potato in one of these rocks. I've been looking at it for like 10 minutes now, thinking about a potato.
What kind of potato?
Just like a russet, a little dirty russet.
Today for lunch, I had fried chicken and Greek potatoes, which are just potatoes that are swimming in Greek dressing, vinegar stuff, and seasonings, and Jesus, was it good.
Here's my meals today. Woke up early, studied for French exam. I had a McGriddle, sausage, egg, and cheese.
Delicious.
Sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin, and a hash brown. That's probably 3,000 million calories. I don't even know. The McGriddle alone's syrup bread. That's disgusting. And then for lunch, I had 2 grilled cheese sandwiches, which is bread, butter, and Velveeta fake cheese. Nothing in there is good for you. Like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't eaten since, so I'm starving. Gonna leave here and have my last meal. Probably gonna go
the last
crazy
meal
at McDonald's.
I think once you leave, I'm gonna get some ice cream in me.
Oof.
Wake up in the morning, take a big dump, weigh in, and it's on, boy.
Oh, see, I've been just making sure I don't dump for days, just constipating myself. That way I'm as heavy as possible to begin this challenge.
You dirty dog.
I'm just kidding. Imagine, though?
No, I could never imagine constipating myself.
Oh, God.
Because I am a pooper. And that's the hardest thing for me about weight loss. Is once I get good at it, I don't eat enough to generate poop. But my body's on a schedule to where I have to poop when I wake up, when I do this. You know, I poop like 3-4 times a day.
That's crazy to me.
And then when I start losing weight, there's nothing to poop. So I'll sit there and I'll be like, well, I have to poop. But I don't actually have to poop. And I'm just like,
we agree upon like the you wake up, you poop, you weigh yourself, right? We do the same thing.
That's
there.
What I do.
Yeah, okay. Same. Gotta lose those extra poop pounds, man.
Yeah, man, the poop pounds.
Even though you don't lose weight through that. you know.
Don't say that to me.
That's not how you lose weight.
Don't say that to me.
You lose weight by exhaling
la, la, la,
air.
La, la, la.
You exhale CO2.
I feel like if I'm sitting there and I'm 10 pounds, obviously I'm not 10 pounds, but if I'm sitting there and I'm 10 pounds,
yeah,
then I sit down and I poo out a pound of poo,
yep.
I should be 9 pounds. And if you tell me no, I don't want to hear
it. No, you do. That's true. But then you eat more food and then you take that weight back.
Yeah.
When you lose a lot of weight, you break down fat. Your body breaks down fat in a very complicated cycle cellularly. And your cells, through cellular respiration, you breathe out CO2 as a byproduct. That's how you lose all the weight.
Yeah. I told Hannah, we're going to weigh in tomorrow morning.
Oh, boy.
And then I want her to hide the scale until the end of May.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm going to do one weigh-in tomorrow.
You're gonna do one weigh-in and then another weigh-in?
And then I'm not going to weigh in until the last weigh-in. Because,
I usually weigh in every day, but that's interesting.
I weigh in multiple times every day.
Yeah.
And I am obsessed and I get upset.
Yep.
I'm always mad. So I told her I don't need the extra stress to make me want to like feel like I need to give up. I'm very good at going, well, I just fucked this whole thing up.
Yeah.
And then
you guys both did that last time. 100%. Like, you had plenty of time to kind of slowly change it. Maybe you weren't going to win, but you could have still lost weight over the month. But you guys both very quickly gave up.
Yeah. So.
And then I gave up. So that's interesting. I might do that now.
This time I'm going to weigh in and then she's going to hide the scale because she yells at me constantly for all the weigh-ins that I do. I'm just like,
that's interesting.
I'm obsessed with that number.
A little blind weight loss challenge. I kind of like that. I might do that myself.
I mean, it's up to you. You can't hide something from yourself. You'll have to have somebody hide it.
Oh, I just.
Or if you have the willpower that I don't have.
I barely weigh myself to begin with, so it won't be hard to just weigh myself once. Be like, this is disgusting. What are you doing? And then not weigh myself until the end of the month.
No.
I am super curious, though, so at some point it's going to start fucking bugging me.
Yeah, once you start losing weight, you're like, I have to be doing so well, and then you get on the scale. I have this thing where, like, every time I gain a bunch of weight and I look like a big piece of crap, I'll start intermittent fasting, drinking water, eating my crockpot chicken, whatever. In a week, I'll lose 10 pounds.
Yes, sir.
Easy. Every time.
Yep.
And let's say that happens. No, let's say that doesn't happen, but I weigh myself and I didn't lose the 10 pounds. Let's say I only lost 3 pounds. I would be so fucking mad.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't be able to do it. So I want to just not know. I feel like not knowing is better. They have scales at work, but then I'm fully clothed. I got my heavy shoes on. That would be wrong regardless. So
maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll also not weigh myself just because I like to copy everything you do.
I mean, it's up to you, buddy. Hopefully, I get my head out of my ass and you and I can start running after work again.
Yeah, we might have to change that at some point, start running pre-work or something.
Hey, man. If you can get up pre-work.
My big thing is the issue I had with us running was I was so out of shape that I hurt so bad. Like, my ankles would hurt so bad that I wouldn't want to run. And then I'd force myself to overwork. So I'm trying this, like, couch to 5K thing because it starts so much slower.
Yeah.
Hopefully about half. At some point, you start running, like, the mile. Like, the last time I ran, it was, like, you run for 60 seconds. You walk for a minute 30. You run for 60 seconds. You walk for a minute 30. You do that for, like, 30 minutes. So it was a lot. Even by the end of that, those last 60-second groups were tough. So, I mean, I'm fat and out of shape. My Apple Watch the other day told me that I need to be in better shape or I will have a risk of heart failure later in life because my O2 levels are weird, which Apple Watch isn't great at all that, but I mean, it's an indicator enough to be like, I don't want to die.
Right.
So like, but yeah, I'd say maybe the end of this month, we'll start that back up. Well, June, start running back in June.
All right. I'm down.
May 15th, we got the 5K, which I will be.
I'm excited.
So mad at myself the entire time for.
Brett's not going to run.
I know. But you know how I get.
He's going to, let's just say he's not going to run.
You know how I get.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm going to get annoyed at myself. I'm going to get mad that I'm fat and bad at it.
Hey, by that time we'll lose a couple pounds. Maybe we'll be okay. Well, I'm glad that you were here. I'm glad that we could talk about this together.
Always.
Always
love talking to you.
You are the
podcast or without.
You are the champ.
Yes, sir.
You're the champion of the losers.
And weight loss challenge. I'm going to tell you what, in about a month, we're going to be sitting here and I'm going to be going, and I'm still.
And
still.
Champion of the losers. And still. The creator. Louis. Big fat country man.
With a perfect record of 2-0.
I am so confident this time.
Let's go.
Like, I have this picture in front of me of me as Captain America, and I don't look like that at all. And
bro,
I need to look more like
Marvel, Captain America, fucking Winter Soldier and Falcon just ended.
Yeah.
They released, I'll send a picture of it to you, a shirt. It's like this. Basically, it's a shirt that looks like this.
Okay.
That's my goal to myself. I could, if I have lost weight and I feel like I'm doing good, I'm allowing myself to spend the $70 on that shirt.
Fair.
It's fucking sick. But if I'm not, then I don't get the shirt, so.
My thing is, I have a wedding coming up in September, and I want a suit, so.
Ooh,
I'm not going to get a suit.
Suit up.
I'm not going to get a suit if I'm over 215.
Okay.
No, you don't deserve a suit, you fatty.
Okay. Listen, I'm looking forward to a month from now when you're talking mad shit to me, or more realistically, I'm talking mad shit to you.
I don't think that's realistic. I don't think you're going to talk shit to me. For losing, I don't think the loser talks shit, you know?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm ready for it. Listen, at the end of the month, either way, we'll be healthier, so that'll be a win.
That's, yeah, absolutely.
That'll be the only win you have.
I disagree greatly.
Let's go.
You are, like, you're going down. I'm so ready. You are going so down. Like, I texted you the other day, and I was like, I love you. There's no way you're winning this month.
Dude, I was so focused on exam at that time. I was like, I'm not fucking responding.
I was at work, and I was just thinking about it. I was like, there's no way he's going to win. There's no way.
You never know what's going to happen.
I think, like, even if I have a gout flare-up, I'm just going to do push-ups on the other leg.
Oh, God.
This is, like, I need this.
Let's do it.
All right. I plan on having you back at the month's end for another weight loss challenge review podcast.
Sure. I would love to be on your normal podcast at some point in the future.
Yes. Long. Also, I talked to Devin. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have you on the Earth 894
Ooh.
Podcast as well.
I do be loving that Marvel right now.
We're gonna talk about it.
All right, baby.
Check out Earth 894, the podcast. Check it out. We need the fans, please. Saturday, May 15th. Is the Losers 5K for Suicide Prevention.
Yes, sir.
We're taking donations to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. You can just donate directly to them. Or I have a donation page on tiltify.com. You can check that out on my Facebook page and or my Instagram page. Any amount is helpful. And it's a big deal for me and a few friends. So, yeah. Check us out. And next month, we'll be back here. And
one of us is going to be talking mad shit.
I'll either be crying tears of joy or tears of sadness.
All right, let's do it.
All right, buddy. You are on.
Peace.
Bye.